Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called Spotting Rodent Infestations in Seattle Homes. You know that scratching sound in your walls at night? Well, by the time most Seattle homeowners hear it, they're already sharing their home with about 20 to 30 uninvited furry tenants who definitely aren't paying rent. Today, I'm going to help you spot these sneaky squatters before they turn your home into their personal resort. Let's talk entry points first. Seattle's beautiful old craftsman homes are like Swiss cheese to rodents. They'll find every crack in the foundation, squeeze through utility line openings, and treat your roof vents like their personal front door. I always tell my clients, if you can fit a pencil through it, a mouse can turn it into their own personal highway. Now, here's what most folks miss: the early warning signs. Mice are like teenagers. They leave greasy marks everywhere they go, rubbing against your baseboards as they scurry around. Your pets are usually the first ones to notice. If Fluffy's suddenly fascinated with a particular corner of the kitchen, she might know something you don't. And that musty smell in your crawl space? That's not just Seattle dampness. It might be your unwanted house guest's calling card. Speaking of Seattle, our lovely climate is basically rolling out the red carpet for rodents. When those famous Seattle rains hit, these critters aren't pulling out tiny umbrellas. They're heading straight for your cozy, dry home. Add in our lush vegetation, those bird feeders you love so much, and all the construction pushing rodents out of their usual haunts, and you've got a perfect storm for pest problems. Let me tell you about a job I had in Ballard last month. Sweet couple, beautiful home, spotted one mouse and figured it was no big deal. Well, when we checked their crawl space, it looked like a mouse fraternity had thrown a year-long party. The insulation was trashed, wiring was chewed up. We're talking thousands in damage that could have been prevented if they'd caught the signs earlier. Here's your homework, Seattle. Take a walk around your foundation today. Check those dark corners in your kitchen cabinets. And remember, if you see one mouse, it's like seeing one potato chip in your kid's room. You know there's not just one. There's never just one. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.